All men seek one goal, success or happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. All men seek one goal, either success or happiness. Now you say, how about that? Success or happiness? Can't you have both? No. Because when you are looking for success, you don't care how you step on other people to get there. When you're looking at happiness, you're always careful that the path you take leads to the most joyful, beautiful, marvelous expression of all good that you could ever desire for yourself. Now, how could you have success or happiness? How could you make that decision? The world is filled with people who want to be a success. People who want to be a success in everything that they do and all the projects they do and all the programs they're working on. They want to be a success. They want to make lots of money, and they want to have recognition in the business community of being an outstanding leader in their field. They want to be really outstanding, really amazing, really wonderful, an entrepreneur that knows no end. And then there are those people who choose happiness as their goal in life. They choose happiness as the goal that is most important to them in life. And you say, well, I'm sure you can have both. I'm sure you can. No. When your goal is happiness, you will do everything that will bring about happiness in your world and in the life of every being on the face of the earth. You will be living your life as a blessing for all humanity. You'll be living your life as an expression of all that is good and beautiful. You would not think of doing anything unkind toward yourself or toward anyone else. Everything that you do when your goal is happiness, everything you do when your goal is happiness, is with a smile on your face, is that which makes you happy and that which makes everyone in your world happy. Now, you say to yourself, well, who in the world can ever make everyone in the world happy? And who can even make themselves happy? That's a good question. That's a very good question, because when we are going to make things happy, we sometimes go along and do things that are not really making things happy. We're going along doing things that we think make things happy, and that we think in the end, at the very end, when all is said and done, it'll prove to be a happy situation, but it's not. It's not. Because whatever things we do, because we want it to be something that'll be happy, it's not happy. Whatever things we do that are themselves categorically happy, then the happiness is there. The happiness is there all the time. Now you say, well, give me some illustrations. Tell me how I can be happy. Tell me what is that. That's an impossibility. Happiness for each individual is different. If I say to you, you are wonderful, and I mean it, and you say to me, no, I'm not. I had the biggest discussion with a man the other day, and it was about the word fun. And I said, be yourself and have fun. Live a happy life. He said, oh, I'm being myself, and I'm doing this here, but I'm not having fun, because to have fun is not a good thing. To have fun is not the type of thing that I want to be known for. I'm not a fun person. Well, what is a fun person? A fun person is a person who does everything to make himself and everyone in his world happy. He's not a life of the party. He's not a person who goes out and puts on comedy acts and things of that nature. He doesn't put down anybody, and he doesn't put up anybody. He merely speaks the truth 100% of the time. And wow, if you don't think that is tough on a lot of people who are not used to doing that, well, you've got a guess coming there. Because people think that happiness comes whenever you're doing something that you enjoy and something you like. And that is not always necessarily so. Happiness comes when you are being yourself and having fun. Happiness comes when you are doing the things that delight you, that make you happy. Now, when you stroke your dog, you're making your dog happy. He delights in the stroking. But when you stroke your dog, you're making yourself happy. You're doing whatever it is that turns you on. It's fun for you to stroke your dog. It's fun for you to pet him to the degree that you want to. He'd have you go on forever if you do it. But the thing is, he knows what he likes, and he enjoys it. Now, does he like just being near you because you have a lovely attitude? Oh, yes. Does your dog enjoy walking with you when the two of you just quietly walk along and neither say one word, he doesn't bark, and you don't say hi? You just walk together and you're happy with each other? You're happy with yourself? Are your thoughts on beautiful subjects as you're walking with your dog and you're thinking how wonderful the world is? And what sort of subjects does your dog have on his heart and in his mind? Well, a dog loves to have a master. When a dog has a master, and a dog doesn't have to be the guardian, he doesn't have to be the savior for his master, the dog is in heaven. When the dog is on a short leash with his master, walking with his master, doing things with his master, being happy in his master's presence, and his master being happy with him, they are living in a very happy situation. The dog wants to be guided and wants to be led. Friendship, happiness, right action, joy, peace, harmony, all are the same way. When you like yourself and you're happy with yourself, then you find that life is fun. Now, my friend found it difficult to say he was fun, that life was fun. And he found it difficult to say life was fun because he chose to think about the difficulties of the world, the children who didn't have, the parents who didn't have, the world that doesn't have. And in this doesn't have world that he was thinking in, it didn't seem right for him to be having fun. He should be worried. He should be upset. He didn't realize that when he has fun, when he is a joyous person, he uplifts the consciousness of the entire world immeasurably. He brings into the hearts of all mankind joy and peace and love and happiness beyond measure. This is what happiness does. And you see, this is what fun does. When you be yourself and have fun, you're being happy. You're doing all things that are right and good and beautiful and uplifting. You're doing all things that make the world a little bit better. Now, that's not true. You're not making the world a little bit better. You are making the world a whole lot better. Because you are thinking happy thoughts. And when you think these happy thoughts, Your happy thoughts are what engender in the world happiness, success, fulfillment. When you are living in your life, the joy of living, the fun of living, then everyone is lifted up. If I be lifted up, all will be lifted up. This is the psychological, the philosophical, the rule of the universe. As you are embodied, emboldened, as you are living happiness, as you are living joy and peace and harmony, as you're having fun, everybody who knows about you or who sees you having fun, they too are having fun. They too are living a most spectacular, delightful, fulfilled life. They are marvelous too. Yes, you can only have one goal, either success or happiness. And while you might argue that success is happiness, I would say happiness might not have what you call success, but happiness always has joy, peace, love, right action, fun. Would you like to live a life absolutely successful, absolutely wealthy, absolutely doing everything in a genius way, and not have a healthy body, and not be surrounded by people who are wonderful and beautiful and good? Success does not bring with it a body that's whole and perfect. It doesn't bring with it a mind that is sincere and capable. It doesn't bring with it all of the good things that happiness brings with it. So think twice, whatever your goal may be, and make sure that your goal includes happiness in every which way. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's a good thing to do. And that, indeed, is what life is all about. Today, choose happiness. And notice. Success walks with happiness. But happiness does not necessarily walk with success. So walk with happiness and find that every good thing is added unto you in overflowing measure. And it is good and very good. And know that truly, I love you, I love you, I love you.